Heidi-Stahl. Heidi-Stahl. Oi, 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 oi. Bayerisch Heidi-Stahl.
Well, there's certainly a new kid on the block when it comes to the music and the video scene. No longer do we have to put up with Psy and his Gangnam Style as, the men in green have kind of taken over his patch for the time being. And to tell us more about it, we've got Declan O'Sullivan who's joining us. What's all this Paddy Style about? Everybody's logging on to YouTube at the moment to check out Paddy Style. How did it get off the ground?
Well, it was one of those just mad thoughts entirely, Mark. It was just as Gangnam Style was coming through its foray and everybody was going through it, loads of people were saying, well, wouldn't it be great to do something fun in Dubai around Paddy's weekend? And we figured that'd be a great song. So I started looking at it in the Paddy Man, from the Paddy Man, being just having a bit of fun and adding some Irishness to it. So we ended up putting some Irish music in on top of the chorus bit, playing it live, and then people just loved it. Then we said, let's do a video.
Yeah, it's worked so well, hasn't it? I mean, and you know, you've kind of taken some of the best locations and gone out there and shot it all. How did that work, putting that video together, Declan?
Well, it started last Wednesday, so it would have been just a few days ago before we knew Paddy's weekend was coming up, so we decided in 3 days we were just going to do the whole lot. So it took an hour down on the open in front of the Burj Al Arab for the first bits of shots, and then we had Barassi on board and said, look, you're doing all the celebrations here, bring in a camera, get the people going. And then the third place of shooting was Fibber McGee's, and that was just, that place is always nuts, so it was easy to get some good stuff there.
So you got some great kind of backdrops and locations, and I mean, you must be absolutely over the moon with the finished product, because it does look so good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. To be honest, it's only been 24 hours since we stuck up the video yesterday on YouTube, and already there's almost 5,000 hits. So that to me is hilarious. It's fantastic, because particularly given for example, it was really casual conversations, like with friends in Dubai. For example, the guy who was in the elevator scene, Jimmy Foley, he's a local character. Everybody in the Irish community knows him.
Yeah.
And for them to see him doing the elevator messing about is just hilarious, and it's great that people are sharing it.
You must feel a bit like Justin Bieber getting all these hits on YouTube, you know.
Justin Bieber without a lot of money anyway.
And I mean, when it came to the lyrics and everything, I mean, that must have taken a little bit of turning around. Obviously you've changed Gangnam Style to Paddy Style, but there's a lot more in there as well, some of the lyrics that I can't mention, but cleverly done. Who was responsible for that?
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics, and I wrote them over the course of, it took me maybe 2 days to put the thing together. I had the help of two of my good friends who I play Irish music with all the time. It was Mikey O'Shea and Declan Fahey, and they play the fiddle and the accordion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked them to come up with some kind of jig that we could come in on top with.
Yeah.
And they did, and we started doing it live at some of the gigs, and it all fell into place.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, obviously very Gangnam Style, the beat, but it's got that Irish feel over the top. Presumably that's the musos with those instruments, is it, that give it that Irish kind of flavour?
Yeah, that was it. In the end, we ended up going with a little because of just time constraints. We ended up keeping a section of the reel that we picked out. But when we do it live, we did it live, for example, last week in Barassi, in Fibbers, and also in Abu Dhabi, in PJs, and in each of those venues we give the whole reel, so it's actually with all the instruments, and we do a bit of a dance in the middle of it, and it makes it great. So the chances are maybe next week or so, when things have calmed down, we might even put on a couple of snippets of the live stuff, which people even a better idea of the Irishness, which is great.
Has it taken you by surprise, the number of people that have hit onto it? You know, I mean, I kind of got wind of it yesterday, and everybody's saying, you've got to check this out, you've got to take a look at it, and you've got to get this guy on the show. I mean, you know, did you expect as much interest?
Yeah, well, I think, I know people were saying, on the weekend, coming up to the weekend, look, Gang of this past, you know, I know it's coming and all the rest, but and there will be a great show and all the rest, but for a lot of things, it's like a fad, it comes in and out, and there's so much play that there was a big risk that people might say, well, come and gone, forget about it, don't be annoying. But I just think the fun side of things, the fact that everybody recognises the tune, and then you can put in the lyrics in English that you can understand, makes it just really fun, you know?
It is. I think people will enjoy it, you know, even more than the original, and that's been around for some time now. I'm just wondering if you're going to do a follow-up of the Paddy Shuffle on the Harlem Shuffle, where, Declan.
you never know. You never say never. We do have I have another thing in the bag, which is one that I perform at some of the gigs, and I developed in a hand with Dubomedy. I did a Dubomedy show not so long ago.
Okay.
And there was a song that came out of that that I was very happy with, and it's a parody of Hotel California. It's called Welcome to the Hotel Burj Khalifa.
Okay.
Such a lovely place.
All right.
And that gets really good reviews at the shows when I do it. So I think we'll have to maybe put something up about that next.
So what's your background, Declan? Are you kind of a professional musician, or,
I've been playing music now for 20 years, Mark, but like most musicians, you know, you go in and out of it as regards professional stuff. I've been doing it professionally in the UAE for the last 2.5 years, and I've been here for 7 years in the UAE. Before that, I was doing numerous things. Selling beverages was my first job across in Canada, and after I left Ireland, I did that. Mm-hmm. I launched some of the products that are mentioned in the video.
Okay.
I launched them across in Canada. Then I came here doing the same kind the jobs. I was always in the foray of venues where people are having a few drinks and having a good time.
I think it kind of give you the appetite to, you know, do a few more now. Now this has been such a success, and I mean, I'm sure with it's still kind of a lot of St. Patrick's celebrations. I know there's Gaelic games going on this weekend,
I think this is going to take off.
I think this video is going to take off even more, isn't it, than it already has.
Oh, well, let's hope so. I mean, I know Paddy Darcy and the lads who are organising the Gaelic Games this weekend, for example. I think there's 600 players alone coming in, just registered to play, and that'll be fantastic. And I'll be out there for the celebrations as well. We're going to the Irish Village, and at the Irish Village we'll be playing a live version again of the same thing.
Okay.
Paddy style. So it'll be great to see everybody. Maybe everybody get in and we could do another mini video follow up for a bit of fun. Who knows?
It started off as a bit of fun, but it could get serious. I mean, maybe that kind of Justin Bieber joke a little bit earlier on might come true, you know? And suddenly you're...
I wouldn't be jumping after 5,000. I wouldn't be jumping to too many things. But the main thing I see about it, the great joy I get is when I get a couple of messages from, for example, one of the lads, Barry O'Sullivan, across in Qatar. He saw it and he recognised some of the lads in the video that he would have seen playing football with across the region. And he says, "How did you get them to that? I can't believe that guy Jimmy was in the elevator, or my cousin John Michael O'Sullivan from Kenmare. I recognise him. That's funny."
Right.
So that's part of the joy, you know.
Yeah, it's really reunited, I should say, the Irish community. Now, if people want to see this, obviously it's on YouTube. How do they find it?
They can just go to they can go onto YouTube, type in Irish Paddy Style, and it should. Or you can go onto my Facebook page, which is Paddy Man Music, facebook.com/Paddy Man Music, and it's listed at the top there as well.
Well, fantastic, Paddy Man, and don't forget us when you make it big, you know, that interview on radio with Dubai High 103.8, and congratulations on making an absolutely fabulous video.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Irish Paddy Style. Paddy Style.
Oh, you'll be dancing to that in the clubs at the weekend, won't you?
I prefer it to the original.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah? The video is absolutely incredible. You've got to check that out. And it's up there on YouTube. I think it's had 5,000 hits, he was saying.
7,000 at the moment.
We're looking at it now.
Over 7,000. A little leprechaun jumping all around the whole city.
Well, we recorded that earlier on. So the hits are going up. And after a stint here on Dubai, I'm sure that'll be up to 10,000 within an hour, won't it?
Go ahead, Paddy lad.